Dunkin' Cold K cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Okay. God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Veronica. Meet Conan and the Chill Chugs.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Soda. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, Conan.
Hi, how are you, Veronica?
I'm so good. So nice to meet you all.
It's very nice to meet you. I'm sensing that you are from a foreign land. You have a slight accent. Tell us, where are you?
Yes.
Are you coming from someplace else in the world?
Yes, I'm from Hungary.
Are you in Hungary right now?
Yeah.
Oh, what part of Hungary are you in?
I'm in Eger. It's like a tiny town.
How tiny
it's
is
close
ti-
to,
how tiny is tiny?
It's 50,000 people.
Oh, wow. Oh, so. Okay. That is a very small town. So you're in, you say it Eger?
Eger.
Am I saying it? I want to say it right.
Eger.
Yeah.
Egad.
Yeah.
You're in Egad.
I think Sona's the closest.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow.
Of course. She was also not born in America.
Okay,
so.
I respect other cultures.
Sure. Okay. Now, whatever. You came when you were eight. Anyway, Egad, Hungary. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. I have never been to Hungary. Tell me, what is it like in Eger, in your town? What's it like to be Hungarian? Tell us all about it.
Well, we've just been declared another democracy.
Oh.
Wait.
I don't know.
So we are not a democracy anymore?
Yes. And
we don't fit the criteria now, according to
the
UN. Yes. This was announced how recently?
I think last week or 2 weeks ago.
Right. And this is decided by,
the UN?
United Nations?
The European Union.
Union said that you don't qualify as a democracy. I have news for you. I don't think we qualify as a democracy anymore.
No, I don't think so.
I don't hear that Team Coco either.
No, well, not at Team Coco, certainly. this is what we call an autocracy. But no, the United States is having its own real problems with democracy. And we like to think that we helped not invent it, but give it a real boost. And we were supposed to be a beacon for other democracies. And we're struggling right now to figure this out. But, yes, you're going through, is it turbulent where you are right now? Or how are people accepting the news? Are people upset?
Well, I don't really know because it's like it's a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
We just had an election and then the guy, I don't know if you guys know Orban, he's the prime minister.
Yep.
He's like our Trump.
Everyone seems to have their own Trump. It is just a hallmark of humanity that each nation increasingly seems to have their own. So are you able to speak about this freely? Are you comfortable talking about
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't want to bring the conversation down so we don't have to talk about it.
Well, we'll talk about other things, but, I'm sorry that you're going through this turbulent time. Yeah. But it's nice to be able to speak with you. You know, it's one of the things that I like the most about this podcast. We do two. We do one where we speak to celebrities, and then there's this one where I get to talk to people all around the world. I'm really fascinated by how people are living, and I like to hear how they're doing and how they're experiencing life. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
But it's fine. We don't have like revolutions or anything. It's a it's peaceful. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird right now.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I have news for you. It's weird everywhere right now. It's a very, I think it's a weird time for just across the world, humanity. So, but this is also helpful too. Like, I feel like I'm going to leave this podcast and just read up more on what's happening in Hungary.
Me too.
I felt bad
that I didn't know what was happening.
Well, Sona, to be honest.
We're right next to Ukraine.
Oh, yes. I can imagine.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say you don't seem to know about a lot of things.
Oh, yes,
I'm sorry.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
No, you really know a lot about.
I thought you were going to insult me.
Oh, no. You know a lot
you
about.
You take that as an insult.
He's not wrong.
Veronica, Sona knows very much about different, she knows a lot about reality shows that involve people what we call hooking up.
Hooking up.
And she's watched every iteration of Human Caterpillar.
Yeah. Human Centipede.
Oh, no, I watched Human Caterpillar.
you're doubling down on Human Caterpillar?
Oh, and you know what? It's not weird at all. I mean, it's not sexy at all and weird as anything.
That's just the movie where they graft feet to people's butts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Human Caterpillar. And I'm waiting for Human Slug.
Oh, God.
Okay, we got off track here.
This is stupid.
Sorry, Veronica, tell us,
serious.
You live in this small town, and tell us about your life. Yeah. Just, we're going to leave politics aside. Okay, so what? You're no longer a democracy. Democracy, schmamocracy, I say. It's all going to work out in the wash. Tell us, what's your life like right now on a human scale?
It's fine.
Are you being held at gun? Are you at gunpoint right now, Veronica? Is someone holding you prisoner?
I have to tell you something. So Hungarian people are very sad all the time. Do you know about like Portugal?
Wait,
that's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, that's so funny. Nothing. That's a real rib tickler, Sona. My people are very sad all the time.
Because you're smiling when you say it.
My people, they're so sad. I mean, you seem happy, but you're saying...
Are they sad because when you say they're sad, people just laugh at Hungary? Is that why they're sad?
No, so we're generally not very optimistic, I guess.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am Irish. I mean, my people are from Ireland, and we are not optimistic. Mm-hmm. We're very gloomy people, and we drink a lot to make up for it. I don't know what they do. And you guys, you drink and you have goulash as well. Don't you have goulash?
Yes. It's a beach food.
It's a what?
Beach food?
A beach food. Yeah.
Wait, a beach
like
food?
Like you eat it at the beach?
No. Yeah. No, you don't.
Like
goulash,
nachos?
Goulash. No, goulash is the opposite of beach food. No one, I'm sorry, Veronica, no one goes to the beach and says, I worked up a big sweat playing volleyball. Now let's break out the goulash.
He has a point.
I'm sorry.
Maybe this is why you guys are so sad.
Yeah. We found out why you're depressed.
Try some ice cream or like a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
We have those as well.
What?
Also, we have a beach food it's a donut dough. Mm-hmm. But it's salty. It's mm-hmm. like the size of a plate.
A salty dough the size of a plate.
Oh. Yes. And then we put garlic on it.
Oh,
then
wow.
Cheese,
yes.
And then sour cream.
Yep. This sounds
and
like...
just eat it on the beach.
This sounds like light beach food. You know what I like to do? I like to eat a giant salty garlic frisbee, then have some goulash, and then what? I jump in the water. And I drowned. Make sure you wait 15 hours after eating goulash and a dough frisbee before going in the water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Veronica, this is incredible.
What do you eat for, like, cold winter months? Just bricks?
Yeah. Wow, this is amazing. Now... You know what I love, Veronica, about the podcast, about doing a podcast, is that you listen to the podcast in Hungary. Isn't that cool? I think I just love that. Were you familiar with my work prior to the podcast?
Yeah, so no.
It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay. You don't have to be ashamed. We were probably never seen there. And, you know, I was...
No, we didn't have like late night on TV.
Yeah.
So the only thing, the all the things I know about you, it's from the podcast.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you know that
I picked up.
You know that I'm a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
No, I am one of the biggest stars in the world.
Well,
From television. I had a show.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I'm going to amend what I said. I'm going to change what I said. I had a late night show and for a number of years. And so that's how many people know me. But it's interesting that you only know me from this podcast. Mm-hmm. But as long as you know me, my ego is satisfied.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's a victory for me, yeah. I think.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats. Thank
it
you.
It doesn't bother you at all that you had this whole body of work for 28 years and she doesn't know anything about it?
Well, maybe, have you ever watched The Simpsons?
Nope.
Oh my God. Well, I think this conversation's over.
Oh, it was The Simpsons that did it.
Yeah, I can't speak to you if you haven't watched The Simpsons.
Have you ever watched any of his online clips from the show, like Sona remotes with Sona and thing?
I watched some interviews. Okay. And then when I found out I'm going to be talking to you, I Googled you.
So what I'm hearing okay. is you like Conan, but only if Sona and I are involved.
Well, that's not what I'm hearing at all. That's not what I'm hearing. I think you're missing the headline here, Gourley. The headline here is that she knew nothing, then found out that she was going to be interviewed by me, so she Googled me.
How many podcasts do you randomly apply to be on? Yeah. This one just
you didn't even care. You were like,
that's
not
true.
I don't care.
I listen to every episode.
Okay, well, that's nice. Episode. That's nice. But it's nice that you Google me. I want to tell you a true story, which is sometimes I'll be invited to a dinner party and I'll be seated with some people I don't know. And then it becomes very clear to me within minutes that they Googled me on the way to they knew kind of who I was or whatever, but they'll start saying things. It's just so funny. They'll just start talking to me in a way, and it's clear that they were reading this off of Google not 5 minutes ago while they were waiting for the valet to park the car.
I remember when Adam asked me to work on this podcast, I had to Google.
Yeah.
I did too. Before my interview with you, I Googled you.
Okay. Well, you're all awful people.
It doesn't mean we don't. No, I'm not
really
kidding.
Oh,
I really
I knew
did.
All about him.
Because you hosted a show, but you did a lot of other stuff too that I didn't know about.
You didn't know I was a bodybuilder.
Mm. Okay.
You didn't know that I was also a successful eye surgeon.
All right. Mm. Veronica.
Nothing brings the family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. A lot of beaches out there, but only one beach is the beach.
Why did your voice change?
You heard me. Only one beach is the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Say it with me. Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
You didn't. That's just a phrase.
Sorry.
You don't have to say it with me.
Okay.
Myrtle Beach is 60 miles where you belong. Can you believe that? Everyone always talks about Myrtle Beach being the best beach. So much so that people refer to it as the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is where your best self comes out. Myrtle Beach has 60 miles of uninterrupted coastline and endless things to do on your trip. You love to eat, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the answer to that one. There are over 2,000 restaurants serving up fresh seafood, southern classics,
and low country cuisine. Love music? Who doesn't? Live music is the soundtrack to the beach, or as I call it, the beach. There's live music every night of the week, all year round. Plan your trip to the beach at visitmyrtlebeach.com. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Okay, you freaks, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, and delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Right,
yeah,
guys?
That's what I think about all the time.
That's all I think about. I'm a real whiz. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. It just does.
Yeah.
Words.
So to reduce, what's that?
Words.
Yeah, exactly. That helped. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. You knew where I was going with this, right?
Yeah, I do. Please tell us what NetSuite is.
I shall. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system. It brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one, count them, one platform and one source of truth.
Yeah.
By bringing all your major business processes into one platform, you will not only improve efficiency, you'll also cut costs. Yep. NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessible from anywhere. That's why they call it the cloud. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. If you're not doing it, you should too. Hey, so do the math. That sounds aggressive. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Wow. Head to netsuite.com/Conan. netsuite.com/Conan. One more time if you weren't listening. netsuite.com/Conan. Anyway, we're forgetting about our friend here, yeah. Veronica. Veronica, welcome. It's okay that you Googled me, and I'm glad that you listened to the podcast, and I'm glad that we're friends. And tell us about your life, like day to day.
Well, I have a question that I know from the notes. Veronica, you're quite a knitter, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you make that sweater, that beautiful sweater?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. I want to knit.
It's crocheted. It's a
crocheted, sorry.
Cardigan.
It's got hearts all over it. Does that mean you're looking for love or are you already in love? What's happening?
Well, I am in love, but I just made this because it looked cool.
It is cute. It's
it is really,
really
nice.
Cute.
Okay, so that's not a signal, you know. I see. Okay. Well, tell us. I'm just curious. Huh? When I wear a lot of hearts, it means I'm desperately looking for love.
Oh.
And then my wife asks me to please take that off.
Yeah, you've been married for like 20 years.
Well, you can Google it.
Researched.
So who's in your life? Interview. Tell us about this this person in your life.
So I just got engaged to my fiance in April.
Oh, congrats.
Very nice. Congratulations.
We went to Portugal on a holiday and then he proposed there.
Oh, was it a surprise that he proposed to you?
Yes. And he tried many times.
What do you mean he tried
and
many
I
times?
I kept accidentally sabotaging him.
What do you mean? Like, describe. What were you doing? So he started to try and work his way into the proposal, and then you would say, let's go get some goulash.
Or I have a date tonight.
Yeah. Or I've never loved you.
I have a date tonight.
What's his name is?
Marty.
Marty. And
you kept interrupting him?
Yeah, so he had a plan to go see a sunset from like a nice park in Portugal. And it was supposed to be on the first day when we got there. He immediately wanted to do it. So, you know, it's out of the way. And and then I told him, I'm not leaving the hotel because I'm too tired. So that was the first day.
Okay.
And then the next day, it was the same plan. And then we went to the park and we wanted to see the sunset. And we got there around 7. And then I checked my phone and it said that the sunset is at like 9:30. So after an hour, I told him that it's just, I'm getting too cold, so I'm just going back to the hotel.
Oh my God. You sound like, well, anyway, you sound like a lot of fun, Veronica. It's a really fun date. So did you ever, have you ever seen a sunset in your life?
No.
You know, you don't even know what one is. It goes down below the horizon in the West. Really? I didn't know that. So did he eventually, maybe he needs to give up on the sunset thing and just pop the question.
Yeah, he did give up. So he just asked me when I started walking away.
Well, you know what? I think you guys are going to be very happy. Because let me tell you something, Veronica. Marriage is all about giving up. He just gave up. So literally, you're walking back to the bus stop. And he was like, oh, anyway, maybe we'll get married. And you went, sure, let's get out of here.
You just see a ring in a box get thrown past you. Like, there it is. If you want it.
You want it.
At the back of her head. Yeah.
Well, he sounds like a very patient man.
He is very patient.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a mathematician.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you have a question for Conan at all?
Yeah. So about the wedding.
Yeah. Who are you? Who the fuck are you?
I don't want that in my Google search history.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I found out that I'm going to have to make a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And, my question was, how do you write a wedding speech? Because it just seems like such a big moment. And I've never had to write a speech ever for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be special. I want it to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Also not embarrassing.
Well, I think, first of all, I wouldn't eat any of the food you described before the speech. Okay? So no goulash and no giant 15-pound manhole cover of yeast.
And certainly do not give the speech at sunset because you'll never make it.
Yeah, yeah. But my sincere, you know what I really do believe is sometimes people think speeches need to be long and they don't. I think the magic of a speech is that it can be quite short and you just be honest. You know, you love this guy. And if you speak, and also I'll tell you this, you have a very good sense of humor. You seem like a really delightfully funny and fun person, despite you're just a terrible person to propose to. But I think it's low blood sugar around sunset is your problem. But if I were you, I would just, I bet if you sat down and you thought about what he means to you, what Marty means to you, and what he means, and the life that you want together, and you're honest and you wrote it down, I think in 10 minutes, you'd have something really lovely. And that's all it has to be. I think you don't put too much pressure on it. I think that's going to be a lovely speech.
And can you make it funny? Is that weird?
I can't. I'm not good at that. And also, I'm in a union. I got to get paid. It's the Writers Guild of America. Yes, of course you can make it funny. And I think myself, I mean, we've already ruined it. But I think if you just told the story of how many times Marty tried to propose to you, that would be really funny and people would laugh. If you said, I mean, first of all, you can be, you can start out and you can talk about how much it means to you that everyone's come to your wedding, assuming that everyone in town shows up. What is that, 50,000 people? No, but if you tell that story, that's a really sweet story. It really, it's funny. And then you can end on a sweet note and just talk about what he means to you. And you have a really good speech right there. That's what I would do.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Okay. Thanks. Well, send it to me and I'll punch it up with a couple of jokes.
You should write it for her. Or
no.
Say it for her and then film it, and then she could just play that at her wedding.
Yeah, and no one in the town will know who this man is.
50,000 phones start Googling.
Yeah. So just Google will crash. Your wedding will crash Google. Suddenly we're getting all these hits for who is Conan O'Brien in Hungary. Anyway, Veronica, please have a wonderful wedding, and you're gonna do very well with your speech. You really are, and we're very happy for you. And it's nice to have you as a friend. It really is.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm sorry. I said mean things.
No. It's funny. It's really funny. It's funny, and you know why it's funny? Because it's true.
Yeah.
So and so that was terrific. That was good. So don't you worry about that.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.